This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
And as I stand here, I see so many people with so much potential. We talked about the potential at Acorn earlier. And your potential unlocks when you understand who you are. So the butterfly isn't the butterfly in the beginning, it's the caterpillar. And if the caterpillar wanted to, it could stay in that stage for the rest of his life. The caterpillar isn't forced to become a butterfly. There's no pressure on it to become a butterfly. But one day the caterpillar realizes, I had enough. I've been eaten off the ground for too long. I need to broaden my vision. I need to stop being intoxicated by my experience. A lot of times we can get intoxicated by the current experience that we in. And I'll use myself for example. You gain success. Sometimes God will give you what you want to show you that that ain't what you really need.
Amen.
Give up that. No, Lord. And so what happens is we'll get intoxicated by the success that we have, not realizing that there's another level.
Yeah. Wow.
But with that next level requires something different from you.
Yeah.
And so as the caterpillar decides to crawl up the tree, and then there's a metamorphosis that must take place. And one of the most vulnerable things you can ever do in life is kill who you are to evolve into something better. The caterpillar says, I'm going to kill who I am. And so while the caterpillar's in that cocoon, it's the most vulnerable space it'll ever be in. It cannot protect itself from humans. It cannot protect itself from prey. It just has a belief that when this is over, I'll be a brand new me. And once you become the brand new you, the thing about that metamorphosis is it can no longer go back to being a caterpillar. It has to commit to being a butterfly. It has to commit to seeing the world different. It has to commit to having new friends. It has to commit to having new appetite. It has to commit. Even if it wanted to, it could not go back to being. Now it is evolve or die.
Yeah.
So I say to you today, keep evolving. No matter the success, no matter the vision, no matter the opportunities that's presented to you, keep evolving. I like to say, be an apex entrepreneur. It's top of the line. That's you, that's your highest version. You transcended to something that you didn't even know you could be.
Come on, man.
I speak to myself because I started this journey as the Wall Street Trapper with a simple idea. I wanted to help my homies in the hood stop going to jail and stop dying. I wanted us to just get a little money. Small vision. Small. Like, say, bro, look, let's put your money in the stock market, and because if we go to prison or if we get killed, we can at least leave our kids something, so what we did won't be in vain. Small vision. Small. But what happened was it evolved. It evolved through adversity. It evolved through trauma. It evolved through experience. And as I evolved, I realized personally that trap is not just for the hustler, bro. It's for everybody. And so now the vision is bigger than you. You got to keep evolving. You got to have the audacity to evolve. And so just recently, I personally spent $40,000 for a 2-day class on business. $40,000. The crazy part about it was this was my second time spending $40,000. Mm-hmm. The first time I spent the $40,000, I listened to everybody that said, yo, you gotta get in the room. Mm-hmm. Right? So it wasn't nobody that told me go to the room, but I saw the room and I knew I needed to be in the room, but I wasn't ready for the room the first time. Mm-hmm. So when I went to the room, I hadn't evolved enough. I had to skip middle school and went straight to college. Mm-hmm. Committing to the process, but I won't skip grades. And so when I went back this time, I was even more empowered. Now, the worst thing that can happen to you on a journey is you acquire a lot more success only to realize, yo, you still got a long way to go. Because mm-hmm. I had to tell myself, Trap, you still was hustling. How could I be hustling? I should be. You can't. There's no such way you can hustle that much. And so you realize, it's a mindset. It's different between hustling and running a business. Yeah. Hustling ain't sustainable. Yeah. So when I hear people saying, Queen, actually, man, running through the ring, I'm like, yeah, that's what they need. Because mm-hmm. what they don't know is they still hustling.
Yeah. That part.
Ooh. If she put me through the ring, it's because I've seen what she's done. I've seen her work. I've seen her put the systems in place. So if you saying she bring you through the ringer, I'm saying welcome to the big league. Yep. Because if you can't handle that pressure, mm-hmm. it gets excruciating past that. I know successful people, 8, 9-figure people that's just like, yo, I'd rather just go back to the beginning. Because money don't solve the problem.
That's right.
Once you grow the business, now you're not having a product situation. You start having to be a people person. People becomes the product that you gotta help and evolve. And I ain't talking about the consumers. I'm talking about the people you hire to help you build your team. Talking people. So just know that when you evolve into being a butterfly, there's no going back to being a caterpillar.
You're listening to the Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham podcast. I'm the producer, Seiko Varner from Positive Vibes. So we would love for you to do a few things. Like this episode. You're going to like it anyway. Share this episode. It's worth sharing. And tell other people about the podcast. Sharing is caring. Let's all get wealthy.
So we cannot have the audacity to want results and be afraid to put in work. We cannot have the audacity to believe and then not be willing to do what's required. We cannot have restoration without having demolition. So let today be the day that we unanchor ourselves. We unanchor ourselves from anything and anybody that doesn't activate our greatness. Anything and anybody that doesn't activate our greatness. So I'm thinking back, I have this little, I like that the king said, Trap, you made me know that you gave me permission to talk about God. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm gonna talk about wealth all the time. I love wealth building. I love helping people evolve, but I also understand that there is no evolution of Trap without the evolution of adding God in my life. So not only do I add God in my life, I add him in my message. Jose goes probably 80% of the places with me when we travel. And I remember one day I told Jose, I was mad because I said, Jose, I realize why I'm kind of angry at my last message. And the people got it, but I wasn't satisfied. And he was like, Jose is one of those people, and you need a person on your team that's going to always challenge why your team is what you think.
That's right.
If you're the only person on your team, The process starts and ends with you. You are destined for failure. If the process and everything you say is right and nobody challenges you and you can't take that, you are destined for failure. If your only rebuttal to challenge is, this is my business, you are destined for failure. So I tell Jose, so Jose said, this is his thing, he talked to me. Tell me more. You wanna know? Tell me more. So I said, Jose, I get it. I said, amongst us, I can always tell us how God is working in my life. I get disappointed sometimes when I feel like I haven't did what I think God has aligned for me to do. That weighs on me hard. Weighs on me hard. And I'm about to say something. So I remember not, and I'm going to get back to this, but this is on my heart. I've never said this publicly. Not too long ago, my trauma was because I come from the streets, I always feel like I always had to protect myself. No matter who I was with, no matter who I was around, I always cared about them. So one day, I had two speaking engagements back to back, and then I had to go to New Orleans to do something. And it was probably right after I had to do Trapping Tuesday, which is my show at 7 o'clock. And because Trapping Tuesday is at nighttime, I always bring my gun with me. I always have it in my book sack. I always put it on the side. And I'd be all right. I'd be like, you know, I just won't have it in case. So I get up the next day. I rush to get on the airplane. I dump everything out the book sack. I pack my bags. I get on the airplane. I get to the airport. And when I get to the airport, the man stops me and says, hey, I need to check you. You have been randomly selected for a search. I say, shit, why not? Go ahead on, bro. I'm good. He goes in my bag, searches the bag, shakes me down. He said, you good? I said, all right, cool. Take the bag. I put it on a little metal detector thing. Goes through. The guy says, what's up, Trap? I just watched Trapping Tuesday yesterday. I say, salute, King. Thank you. I get on the airplane. I get in my bag. I'm like, damn, let me get my charger because I'm on the phone because I like to read and listen to my audible books on the airplane. And I don't want my phone to die. So I go in the bag, I reach for my charger. But I don't get the charger. I said, I'm tired, man. I'm about to go to sleep. Plane off, I'm in first class. Get off the plane, get my bag. Man stops me again. Hey. It's a different airport. I'm in New Orleans. I'm thinking I'm home. Everybody knew Trap. Say, hey, listen, we gotta shake you down right quick. You've been randomly selected for a search. I said, I ain't never heard of no search. When I get to another airport, this only get them when you go in the airport. Search me, get it. I'm like, all right, cool. We go about my business. I go get the rental car. Yeah, let me get the rental car, let me go to the hotel, I'm good. I get the rental car, I see my phone by the dock. I say, man, let me get the charger right quick, I'm tripping. I go in the bag and I fill my gun and I say, I know you lying. Y'all ain't getting what I just said. I just realized how protected I am. So I'm telling you, Deuteronomy 18:18 says that God has given you the ability to produce wealth. He's giving you that ability. But one of our problems is we don't walk into that ability because we won't walk into our own ability. And I always say this, your best play ain't in God's playbook. Not only did he give us the ability, but it says that he swore to his covenant that he gave your ancestors as if it was today. In case you don't know what that means, ain't nobody swore in confirmation like a God. You know, like you have your truth, and then there's like a God truth. That truth is different.
Yes.
That is an absolute.
Yes.
That is a confirming what's true. So we need to understand is we have the ability to produce the wealth that we vision. And it is a sworn covenant. That means we just got to get in alignment what's for us, and we got to get out our own way. After this weekend, I just want you to understand that you have the ability. You have the power. You've been told to possess the land.
Come on, man.
You got to prepare the visuals like he told Joshua. And it's on you, nobody else. It's on you to go attain what's yours. Now, I love y'all. That's not what I mean.
This episode was brought to you by Positive Vibes Consulting. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. If you're a business owner and the bank said no, we may have a solution for you. Let's have a conversation. If you're a nonprofit organization, let's strategize and find ways for you to have continuous income while you're searching for donations and pursuing grants. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. A proud member of Black Brand.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week. I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal. Hey, yo, when I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black Wall Street. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. Black Wall Street, Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street.